Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Do you ever just lose the absolute run of yourself?
All the time.
Like, in particular, I saw this woman wearing this pair of Dior sandals. I've never wanted Dior sandals, and I saw these gorgeous Dior sandals. And here I am, flat out. 1,200 quid. You're not buying them.
No.
And then I found a pair of Chanel sandals, and I was like, well, they're really cute. Again, you're not buying these.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you?
What's going on? Do you know?
Yeah.
I just don't really, like, I'm not even that big into sandals.
No.
But now I'm like, oh God, I'd love them.
And it's August.
So,
and like, there's leaves on the ground.
They'll be in a box until next year and then they'll be out of style.
They'll be out of style and... you'll be out of pocket. Like, there's just no point. Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
Little reminder, there is an Irish Podcast Awards thing happening and I'm going to leave a link in the top row of the description if you would like to vote for us in the listener's choice, because we didn't enter, so we didn't get shortlisted for any nominations because we didn't know it was happening.
Yeah, you had to put forward yourself.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Yeah, it's a weird setup. Anyway.
It is.
We'll know next. Anyway, we'll know next year. Yeah, in the spring. Also, we're on Patreon, so if you want extra episodes for €6, and it's the start of the month, so financially, it's better off for you. Four episodes come in the form of mini-sodes every Monday, and then you get an extra episode with a friend of the pod at the end of the month, talking about all the shit that happened.
So stall it to our Patreon. We can't wait to see you there. We do loads of cool things.
Yeah, it's funny. What's the story with Beyoncé? There'll be nothing left of a fucking album if she has to keep ripping stuff out of her songs.
Yeah, what's going on? Like, it's all a bit crazy. So, Beyoncé released her latest album, Renaissance.
She missed a trick there, calling it Benaissance.
Oh my God, Benaissance. That would be cool.
Her name isn't Benaissance. Beyoncé.
So she released her newest album. It's very like house kind of disco beaty vibes. People were going wild for it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I didn't see one bad review. I was like, I've listened to it again. It's not my thing. There's definitely going to be bops. There's going to be songs that I'll fall in love with, I'm sure, over time after hearing them on something somewhere or something along those lines. But I do feel like, I don't know, there is something about... some artists, they go almost too far into themselves, and I'm like, well, that's not fun music, or that's not good music, or that's not whatever.
She goes through phases, I feel.
Yeah.
But there's like, so I don't like Break My Soul, is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Mm-mm. Unpopular opinion, I just don't like it. I'm not a fan of house music, and like, it needs to really, sorry for my use of Gen Z language here, slap for me to really like it. You know what I mean? It has to have a good hook on it for me to be like, yeah,
you're on your butt.
Sometimes when it comes to songs, like, it depends on where you are when you first hear it, what the atmosphere was. It can be linked to that, you know, fun time, and it can nearly make you like a song better.
Mm-hmm.
First time I heard that, I was fucking stuck in traffic and I was just like, this is a load of shit. What is this?
Yeah, it's, and I think it's tough because Drake's album was very kind of like, not similar in that way, but he's gone for like a totally different beat and a totally different vibe.
Mm.
But I almost, I prefer Drake's version of his, like, his little weirdness.
His little face.
His little face. Yeah, yeah, they're both in this kind of housey, upbeat, disco-y, tempo-y kind of thing, but I'm okay with him.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I shouldn't be, but it is what it is. So, anyway, she released it. Ton of controversy. Loads of people were saying that she was kind of ripping off... Between her and Drake, a lot of people were saying, you know, they're not really giving good credit to where this music came from and where they're kind of taking beats and samples and all this other stuff. In one of her songs, her song Energy, near the end, she has an interpolation of Milkshake by Khalees.
Yeah.
Then Khalees came out on social media basically discrediting what Beyoncé did. And I think, like, it's very hard to go up against Beyoncé. Like, it's very difficult to go up against Beyoncé, especially considering, like, Khalees was big in music for a very short amount of time. And then she kind of went into, like, because Khalees was kind of underground. Then she went and did quite popular music. She did pop music for quite a bit. And then she kind of went back into doing, like, more of a dancey underground scene. She was doing a lot of stuff like Basement Jacks and all that other kind of stuff. But she's always been out there making music, but it just wasn't. She had that real period of time where...
She's never reached Beyoncé status.
Like, yeah, well, she had bangers. She had that one album that was absolute, like, everybody had it. It was very much like the Nelly Furtado situation. But I think, personally, I love Khalees as an artist.
Yeah.
I know not everybody loves her stuff, but I do think she's original. I think she's quite good with what she does. But it has been well known for years that she kind of got done out of it by Pharrell and her management company, who own all the masters of all of her music.
Yeah.
So she never gets asked if anybody is trying to sample, if anyone's trying to do anything with her tunes. Essentially, she doesn't own the masters. She doesn't make money off it. It's not her. She doesn't really make anything off it. And that's just, and it happens to a lot of artists, and it just so happened to happen to her. So Beyoncé obviously put the interpolation of Milkshake on her song Energy. Khalees came out being like, I just think that that's a real, she was like, no one let me know. She was like, if you're going to be Mrs. Woman Empowerment, if you're going to have, like, this, that, and the other, you're still working with people like Pharrell, and you know what he's done to me, you know what he's done to people in the industry, you're happy enough to kind of go and get, you know, you're happy enough to go seek Pharrell out, ask Pharrell for, you know, permission to use the interpolation, and then you credit me in the song. Like, she had credited Khalees, essentially, in the credits, shockingly. Okay. But she was like, but I don't, you're just crediting me as a nod, you never asked me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think Khalees' big thing was like,
it was more the principle.
It was more the principle.
Yeah.
I think she was like, there's no point in you saying, oh, like, oh, look, I've just credited her. Like, there, that's enough.
She was covering her arse.
She was like, you were essentially covering your hole for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time. And it's like, we talked about this, I think, a couple in the Patreon before about, like, Olivia Rodrigo and, like, what happened there with her. I can't remember which song it was, but it was Cruel Summer. Had a link.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer had a link to somewhere on, or somebody had decided that it was anyway. But with this, it's kind of, so since Khalees came out and said that she made a good few videos about it, she was on stage and she kind of came straight off stage and she was like, hey, I just want to talk about this. She did a couple of, like, Instagram TVs or whatever they're called now. Because barely
TVs.
Well, they're gone now.
Oh, are they?
It's just reels, tagged photos, and yeah, it's back again. Here we go.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right,
Instagram is per usual. So since then, since Khalees has came out and with her backlash, Beyoncé has removed the interpolation from her song.
Yeah, so it was la, 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 la. It was a version of that. That's what she removed. But, like, there's been nothing. The thing with Beyoncé is she's never going to come on Instagram and, like, explain herself.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, just, she's that kind of level of, you know.
Oh, apparently she wasn't credited.
No, that's what I was thinking Pharrell when you said that.
Sorry,
yeah.
I thought she was credited.
No,
she wasn't credited. Sorry, apologies. I thought she was credited as if, like, to be like, there you go now, God bless. But she wasn't credited because she's not officially on it because obviously the lads own her masters. So that is the
She was throwing words around like it wasn't a sample, it was theft. Like, you know, she went in on her.
Yeah.
No kind of holds barred, I suppose, which is fair play to Khalees. But she took it out and, like, there's been fucking radio silence from Beyoncé. And then Obviously, there's the other song. I don't know the name of it. I haven't listened to her album, but there is a lyric at the end of one of her other songs that is the, I'll say it once just so you know we're talking about, and it's happened with Lizzo as well, only just a month ago, where they used the word spaz in the context of losing kind of control of yourself emotionally and physically. Mm-hmm. But obviously it's a slur to anybody with a disability who's been basically referred to in a negative way, mm-hmm. with that word. And it was huge when it happened with Lizzo in June.
This is my thing. It was huge when Lizzo did it. I only saw like one or two
articles about Beyonce's. Yeah, because Lizzo, obviously, a lot of people, and Lizzo's quite, again, she's not, like, Beyonce is not going to come on social media and put out a video. Like, Beyonce does these things where she gets rid of her profile photo for a week before she drops an album, and that's how people know. She has these kind of things. She's just at some sort of level. And I saw an article today, it was like, does Beyonce think she's above criticism? That was the kind of, that's the type of person that she kind of comes across as. Because, like, a month before, Lizzo was, people were pleading with her. And, like, rightfully so, and in a nice way, not in a kind of real trolling way, like, oh, cancel Lizzo. You know, all this sort of stuff. They were just saying, like, trying to say, look, just so that you know, this is a slur in my community. Like, you know, and she came out and she was like, I am so fucking sorry. There's no excuse for that. I shouldn't have used it. I'm taking it out of the song. And I hope that if I hurt you, that you can forgive me. And mm-hmm. if you're a fan, keep listening.
I do think
to
Lizzo handled it really, really
she
well. Yeah.
Really, really well. Yeah. Like, just came out, owned it, and said, I'll do better. Do you know what I mean? That's all anybody wants when something like this happens. And then for it to happen a month later, like, all right, if Beyonce isn't on social media and didn't see any of the madness around it, you would think 11 producers on
Drake
that album
co-wrote it.
Yeah, you would think somebody from that fucking team would have seen what happened with Lizzo. Did they just go ahead for the PR aspect of it? Like, how did she think she was going to get away with it?
I think this is part of the problem with ableist language, is that it's been so integrated, and a lot of people now. My point is more the fact so quick after what happened with Lizzo.
Yeah,
that's more my kind of thing. But I think It's hard to be like, oh, they meant well. They didn't mean well. I don't think anybody means well. But as in, they didn't think. That's what I mean. They just didn't think. It's just common phrasing. It's common language, and that's why there's. And look, there's so many things that have been normalized that people say as everyday language. I'm sure me and you do too.
Yeah,
that is ableist language. And can be interpreted, and is in fact just being ableist, and that's just the difference between, I suppose, what they've done is a slur, which is different. Like, there's, you know, are you blind? That is ableist. Do you know, in that kind of way? Yeah. Like, are you deaf? That's ableist. Like, there's lots of different things that people have made into such normal, neutral
everyday language,
and we just don't think about it.
Mm.
It's the strangeness so quickly behind the Lizzo.
It's that. That's why I'm like, it's the only way, or the only reason why I think that went out. What, especially when it's not like it's a case of, oh, well, it would have been such a big job to take it out. Our PR team have come out to say now that the lyrics have been streaming platforms.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's done. It was that quick to get rid of it. So it's not as if it was
the beauty of streaming.
Yeah, it's not as if that was the complication and they couldn't go taking things out of it before because it was already done. Like, somebody had to have seen that. So I just feel like it was only done for a PR aspect, because obviously Lizzo's song loads of people would have listened to it just for that. Just to hear, like, what was being talked about, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Could it have been a bit of that? And then again, radio silence from Bey.
Yeah, I think it
which
was...
Which I'm, like, not into, but...
Yeah, I think it's the fact that she hasn't actually come out and spoken about it, and that's what's not, like, that's what's settling, like, that's what's upsetting people, I suppose.
Yeah.
She just removed
our fans
it, that's
are
it.
So,
it's gone.
So fucking loyal for her not to
Beehive.
Engage, like, at all.
Yeah. It's odd behaviour. But I'm sure we will get something eventually, but I don't know why it's taking... It was, you're so quick to remove Kalisa sample, and you're so quick to remove... Like, you can't just be like, oh, right, and not be like, sorry, Kalisa, or address it.
Yeah.
Or even just turn around and go, no, fuck you, you don't own the rights to your own music, so that's why I use it. Yeah. God bless. Versus the way... Yeah, it's just... It's been handled very strangely.
She's kind of owning up to it by removing it, but not...
But not really.
Not really.
Yeah, not really.
Not really.
And then we have, obviously, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, that's... That was another one.
Who also weighed in on
the Beyonce drama.
The Beyonce drama. She weighed in by saying, while we're at it, hashtag partition. And she was basically saying that there is a line in Partition, which is from 2014, possibly.
She Monica Lewinsky all on my game. Yeah.
And that
which doesn't make sense because Monica Lewinsky was not jizzing all over the place.
Yeah, that's why it's. Yeah, anyway.
He Bill Clinton'd all over Miguel, maybe.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, I don't actually know.
Why didn't we question this before?
Well, actually, she did. Monica. So Monica Lewinsky came out saying, she mentioned it in Vanity Fair in 2014 when it first came out. But she's basically kind of saying now, like, that should have been...
Dealt with.
Yeah, that should have been dealt with. And she shouldn't be, like, using her name... As a like reference to essentially jizz on a dress, it was not actually really like where she wants to be in her life.
Exactly, yeah. And like there was actually there's loads of songs that mention Monica Lewinsky. I feel sorry for her. Like.
Yeah, well, this is one of the things though where like I think looking back now, the way that Monica Lewinsky has been treated by the media,
yeah,
and the way that all that has been handled is so wrong, considering that she was what 22, 23,
so young.
She was so young, and he was
under the influence of such a man of power, like.
The man of power.
Fucking hell.
And that's what's terrifying. Really, like, she became the oopsie.
Yeah.
And the butt of every single person's joke for having an affair that was,
she probably couldn't say no to.
Yeah. Well, like, and it doesn't matter in general. Nobody should be put in that position where years and years and years later, like, people are only now kind of coming to terms with what happened. Because even when I was younger, I was like, oh, God, huh? Do you know? And that's just the way the media...
Because it was portrayed, I know.
The media's. I tell you now, guys.
But it's the way that they've always treated women. I think I'm happy to be in a generation where it is being addressed and it is changing.
Yeah.
Because we've grown up with women just being, like, villains. Like...
In a man's fucking story. Even
seeing that whole fallout with Kim Kardashian wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress and everybody was standing up for Marilyn Monroe. I was like, sorry, a couple of years ago she was known as a slut, so what the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody's sticking up for her then.
No.
It's only because Kim Kardashian came along, you can villainise her now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a cop onto yourselves, isn't it?
Dead right,
yeah. Yeah, and there's still so many fucking misogynists out there. Like, the amount of articles that have come out about, you know, like, even the Love Island contestants, like, oh, this is what Ekansu did before she went into the villa or whatever. It's nothing but women in the comments. I don't fucking care about her. She's going around showing her body all day. I'm just like, shut the fuck up, Clarice.
Yeah.
Seriously. Shut the fuck up.
But I love, get a life. Yeah, there is so much internalized misogyny, and it's hard to kind of address it when you're like, here we go. That is certainly an opinion that you hold that didn't come from you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And you do see it a lot of times with reality shows.
Yeah. They're absolutely discredited for anything that they do. Like, they could have, like, Paige, a fucking paramedic.
Yeah.
Still, just because she went on Love Island, she's all of a sudden just a slut now.
Yeah.
Shaking her ass for the money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I also think it's like, it's the way that we view people and view their choices. Everyone thought it was this massive gotcha moment when they were like pulling out all this random stuff that Ekansu had done.
Yeah.
Like, she had done that, like, Lincoln Shore, like,
yeah.
She'd done that pilot.
Yeah.
Where she's called Susie in it. Mm. Gas. She'd, like, done a Turkish pop... She was in a Turkish pop star, duo. Yeah. She ran for Miss Ireland, randomly.
Yeah.
She ran for Miss Ireland. Like, she... Obviously, they took out all the things of her acting, all that other kind of crack. And, like, the amount of people that I spoke to that were like, I don't really... She's just there to be famous. Fucking obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
What's so wrong with that? She went on a TV
show.
She's
not hiding it, like.
She's not hiding it. Like, that's what I'm like, why are you shocked that there's a woman on there who's not afraid to be like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, why are we asking her to be demure? Do you think fucking Gemma Owen went on there for a bit of quid? Her dad's a fucking footballer.
Yeah.
She doesn't need, you know?
Her necklace was the price of the prize money.
Literally.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But this is what I mean. I'm like, why is it one thing for Gemma Owen and a different thing for Ekin-Su?
I know.
It's because she's like, quote unquote, the classy bird because, well, her dad's a footballer.
Yeah, I know.
And she came from money.
It's gas, isn't it?
It's just very strange the way, like, and that's why I'm like, no, you have to enjoy the fact that Ekin-Su was there to cause scenes, be essentially a producer's rat. But like, yeah, they're not, are you on, you know, we talk about this every time when it comes to Love Island, like, it's not that kind of thing anymore. Yeah, I do believe when you look back at kind of earlier seasons, there was people that, like, forgot that they were on a TV show almost, and they they're acting the way that they would in real life, which is great because it's reality TV and all that other stuff. But at one point you do like start to walk down the road and kind of acknowledge yourself. Like, it's funny, I was listening to the Ga Catfish.
Oh yeah.
I finally listened to it.
Did you?
Yeah, Catfish from the Two Johnnies.
It is a story.
It's a story. I don't get the hype over it because, like, have we not been watching Catfish, the TV show, for God knows how long? Like, did nobody else see this coming? It's part two. Okay. So they have the two parts. They have part one and part two. And part two is when it starts getting really elaborate and it's fucking apps. And then that's when you're like, okay, that's
she mad. Needs a bit of help, yeah.
Yeah, that's mad. But, like, part one was obviously a story that they told at their live show. They didn't expect it to take off and have wings. And again, it's not up to the fucking Two Johnnies. People were just literally being like, oh, my God. No, madder shit has happened. We watch it every day on the news. But this is Ireland.
But
and this
I think, no,
things.
It was a few spectators at the Three Arena show were like, I know who you're talking about. And that's how it grew legs. Because more stories were submitted then about her.
Yeah. And that's, again, it turns out it was a big elaborate. And it's in a way, I love the way that it's like everyone gets so behind these couple of things. Like, you're like, oh, Jesus. Like, and then people were doing charts, whatever else.
Yeah.
But one thing, when they were talking about it, and it was interesting because I was like, yeah, that is actually fair. They were like, we don't go. They were talking about, like, when he went to go meet her in the club and they didn't want to go to the club because they didn't want to be mobbed by people and all that other kind of crack. And I was like, that's just fucking gas.
Yeah.
But it's also very true.
Yeah.
Because that's how
it would. That's
what would happen. Mm-hmm. So it's like realizing your own celebrity.
Yeah.
So, like, because you can say whatever. You can say, oh, I fucking hate the Two Johnnies. Who the fuck are Two Johnnies? They have TV shows. They have number one singles. They are on the radio and they have a podcast that's the number one listened to podcast. They're, I think, the only Irish people who have brokered a deal with Spotify.
Yeah.
Like, the only other people that I know that have actually done that deal with Spotify are Call Her Daddy, which is like one of the biggest podcasts in America, and Joe fucking Rogan. So, like, there is that kind of, because when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, and then I was like, Carla. Just because you don't listen to them doesn't mean that, you know, in that way you're like in your head. I was like, what the hell? And then I was like, oh no, that would make sense.
Yeah.
You know, that way?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was interesting because when they were talking about it, they were like, because you're fucking mobbed and you're this, that, and the other. I was like, oh Jesus, look at you.
They're bleeding notions, you.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, Justin Timberlake, shut the fuck up.
It's the Irish instinct to just put people down.
You're
isn't
an
it?
Absolute fucking slept-on.
Like, actually, no. I get recognised sometimes at work. So.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh no, that makes sense, you know, and, I thought it was interesting just because when they were talking about it, I was like, look at them, fucking so brazen. I was like, hold on,
calm your tits, Jay.
I just thought that was kind of fucking interesting, and kind of fucking funny.
Bottom line, women, check yourselves
before you wreck yourselves.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So I asked you guys, I asked our listeners, what their most basic opinion is.
Okay.
Now, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I had to nearly draw a fucking Venn diagram for Tom last night. And this is why I don't record social media. This is why I'm not on social anymore, lads, because I fucking live with my fella and he's everywhere.
Oh, all God. The time. He's all over you.
It's just constant. He's like, what's that? And then I have to, again, Tom's a questioner.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, he likes to ask the questiones.
And he likes to try to solve the problems.
Which we sorted out before.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a big in-depth, like he's a butt-why child.
He's like a fucking dressing gown. He's just constantly on you.
He's a wild child. And it's one of those. And he was like, what do you mean by basic opinion? And I was like your most like vanilla. He was like, I don't get what that means. I was like your most like a common
somebody
opinion.
Somebody was to turn around and say, oh, I think Brad Pitt is gorgeous. And they think it's really like controversial or whatever. Yeah.
But it's like
eyes.
You know it's
yeah, you
an opinion you own and that you have that you know is just like the most generic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason we ended up like going round and round for a good 15 minutes having a scrap and just, you know, you know, and you're just like, what do you not mean? You don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
So yeah, but then loads of people were like, I don't understand. Oh. And I was like, Do I live?
Yeah.
It's the fucking catfish bird. Like, where do I live in a different planet sometimes? In the way that I speak. I think that that's very self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah. You got some submissions. Let's go.
But I'm still angry.
Let's live it so that we can explain it to right. The best of our ability.
So my most basic opinion, most vanilla, boring opinion, is that lilies are my favourite flower. I don't care what anybody says, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. And I'm going to go even more granular. The reason why lilies are my favourite flower is because it's my mother's favourite flower.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I grew up in a house of lilies, and because I wanted to be like my mum, I was like, yes, lilies are my favourite flower.
It's kind of, yeah.
And it's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they still are my favourite flower.
Yeah.
And I still gasp when I see a lily. Like,
right, okay.
I don't know why. You know, roses were my granny's. I never had time for the roses. It was a lily for me, please. Like, right. You know, when you see people floating down the aisle, I'm like, oh, she wouldn't mind fucking throwing a lily there, you know, she would look fab. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, yeah.
You can shove your hydrangeas up your hole. Lilies.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Are my favourite.
You're not trying to be different.
I'm not trying to be different. Lilies are my favourite. Whatever.
Yeah, grand.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Like, if somebody was to turn around you and say, what's your favourite flower? And you said, they'd probably roll their eyes. Yeah,
that's what I mean. They're like, of course, it's fucking lilies. And I'm like, I'm not, excuse me, I'm really unbasic in loads of other ways. Like, I like to read fantasy.
Yeah.
How about that? I'm actually pretty cool. Actually, sometimes I fancy weird looking blokes. Yeah, how about that?
Love how you just had to lift your beard up to put it on the table. Just so.
It was getting caught in my dress.
They're so big, Carla.
I know.
Jesus.
I know.
Would you ever get them reduced?
No, I'm a broad bitch. I don't need them reduced.
They're beautiful. They're great rack.
I just
love how casual it was. I just lifted the boob up and popped
it there because I was getting caught in between the. I was doing the thing anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Apologies, guys.
Fab.
But I just had to lift
the boob.
I just had to lift the boob onto the table because it was getting caught. So I just kind of had to move it a little bit, and that happens sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. Lilies.
Right.
There you go. What's yours?
My favorite flower or my most basic opinion. I just have so many. Like, I just have so many.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Hemsworth is the hottest man alive.
Yeah, basic.
Very basic.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. No fair.
Like, what else?
But that's not even the most basic.
I'd love a Range Rover. Favourite car. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about the car ones as well. Yeah, like, that's a good one. Will I go through some of our listeners' submissions? Yeah, go on. Some of them were quite funny. Sorry, someone wrote in something totally different. So I was like, okay, very good. I think tomato sauce is elite. I know, embarrassing.
Very basic.
I said embarrassing. Perfect. Embarrassing. Vanilla ice cream is the elite flavour of ice cream.
Fucking it. See, I have so many. Jen's
like, yep, this is my life. Yep.
I also like a bit of mint chocolate chip, but even that's a bit exotic.
Mint chocolate chip's fantastic.
It's fab.
It's an underrated one.
It's always the most full tub when you go to an ice cream stand.
I know. I'm like, get back in. Get the fuck back in.
How is there more pistachio gone than mint chocolate chip? Or is it that it's so popular that they have to keep refilling it?
Or like when people are like, I got a white chocolate. I'm like, white chocolate is just sugar. It's just sugar in a block. Spun sugar in a block with a bit of milk.
Mm.
Like in an ice cream. Are you all right? Are you feeling well?
I like white chocolate, I will say.
What's it called? Milky Bar? The kid. What's that kid's name?
The Milky Bar kid.
Him. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, another example. Dairy Milk is your favourite chocolate bar. Bingo. There you go. Grant. Perfect. Fine.
Ain't no caramello over here. No.
That's... someone said, I don't care, I love disposable vapes. Environmentally friendly? No, let me have this, please. Not a basic opinion, a climate criminal opinion, but that's okay.
Very grand.
Do you know what? You said fuck
it.
Them planets and fuck them kids. That's okay.
You just said it, it's fine.
Yeah. You know? Someone said, nope, speaking on public transport until after 9 a.m. Is that a basic opinion?
I do think public transport is complained about a lot, and therefore it is a basic opinion, yeah.
I love this next one. Love a sunset.
Yeah.
Fucking love that.
Do you know what else is a basic
opinion? Love a sunset.
Better offs is the best chipper. It's absolutely not. You're just saying it because you heard it.
It's on the sign. You're like,
best
chipper in Dublin.
That's the one.
There it is.
That's the one. No, it's absolutely not the best chipper.
Oh, you have to go to get the one out.
Oh, you know the one around the corner from Fleet Street? They do the bag of batter. They actually don't. Most of the time when you go in and you say, no, sorry, you don't have any bits.
Yeah. Because all the other fucking Egypts took them.
I know, all the tourists.
Who wants potato skin so deep fried that it is turned in on itself? They're like, oh, very nice.
Yeah.
You know? I don't get it. Someone said, what's meant for you won't pass you. I hate when I hear myself say it, but it's true.
That's dead right.
I still can't get over love a sunset. Water from your tap at home is the best water.
Really?
Not in this fucking apartment, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Because you want to rot your insides from out with the amount of lime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's their basic opinion.
Good for you.
Do you know? Oh, here's one. When I move into my house, I'm going to get it done up. It's going to be all grey. I'm going to have crushed velvet.
Oh, I'm going to be grey.
Sorry, you're basic.
But it's okay.
That's okay.
If every
house in Dublin, but it's okay.
Absolutely.
Every house in Essex also, apparently.
Yeah. Porn star martinis, best cocktail to ever exist. That is such a basic opinion.
Sex on the beach is another one.
Sex on the beach is another one. Or strawberry daiquiri,
yeah.
I'm trying not to hell, but I love it.
And a mojito is another one. That's becoming very basic.
Really?
Since 2K14. Absolutely. Like behind the bar, that's all you would get is the girlos coming in straight off the leaving cert. Straight off the leaving cert looking for mojitos and strawberry daiquiris. And I swear to God, they all involved crushed ice when you're away. And the fucking barman hated them. Here they fucking are with you needed to cut the straws in half, you had to crush the ice, you had to fucking batter the fruit, mint leaves. Don't fucking start them.
Wow.
They hated them.
I would say that about a strawberry daiquiri, but a daiquiri is so different to what a daiquiri, do you know? Like an actual daiquiri, a classic daiquiri is not what we're being served now.
No, it's not.
You know, it's like the Chinese food that we get here.
It's yeah, not the feed, you know, it's not what they eat in China.
Yeah, exactly. It's not what
Where did that come from? Where?
I don't know, but I ain't mad.
I feel like the English started it.
I ain't hateful about it. I'm gonna let them away with it. No cocktails for me. I drink three types of alcohol. Wine, something and Coke. I think that might be whiskey. It's just glass and Coke. So I'm guessing it's whiskey and Coke. and champagne. If it's not them, I don't want it, and that is basic AF.
No, it's not. I feel like whiskey is it.
Three options is pretty
stretch.
Pretty, it could be something and Coke. Is that vodka and Coke? Vodka and Coke is the most balanced. So that's a very basic.
Yeah, that's basic.
Vodka and Coke, and I also introduce you to vodka and Red Bull.
Oh,
another very base very and very base. 98. Do you remember when Red Bull came out and everybody was like, yes, I think I'm going to give myself a heart attack.
Sometimes when I go on a night out and I'm not really into it at the start of the night, I will down a vodka and Red Bull just to get me going. What? Yeah, I will.
Are you okay?
Gets me going.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not after, but... it's a good idea at the time.
When I see people bang out the Jager bombs, I'm like, you've just introduced me to a 3-day hangover.
Yeah.
One that I will have, like, honestly, a come down unlike any other.
Although, if you drink 15 of them, as Ali D.
Yeah, apparently, if you just keep pushing through. Thanks, Ali D.
If you just, no, she's, I think she said seven.
Seven.
She's dying on that hill. She said there's something about the alcohol that cancels out the sugar load. It cancels out and you'll be grand the next morning.
I'm pretty positive.
Although I did see an article during the week, the month, some fella died after drinking a full bottle of Jager bomb down in one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a bloke. Was it in America or was it in Russia? I can't remember.
I don't know where it was. It was a very stupid idea.
Yeah.
He did that and he died instantly.
Someone said, kids are spoiled little pricks. That's all. It's been a week. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Like, specific opinion. It's fine.
Yeah, but, no, it's true.
Someone else said, everyone's full of shite.
Okay. Yeah.
Does everyone have that opinion? Yeah, maybe. Garlic dip is the best dip. I would say that that's exotic in some places.
Yeah, my fella won't touch off a garlic dip. Like, that's, he's basic.
Yeah, like, that's, I often find it, you know, and it's like, oh, she's so mayonnaise. I'm like, mayonnaise is a positively...
hard to eat.
Hard to eat for a lot of people. Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm like, mayonnaise is like elite.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bit weird. It's get that unique. Away from me.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, that's a combination of a couple of different ingredients here, do you know?
Yeah, it is. It's unique. Like,
it's not like, it's ketchup on the table. It's not mayo on the table.
The two of us fucking fear 500 sins.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise is exotic.
Mayonnaise, honestly, sometimes, and it's oil and either lemon juice or vinegar, a bit of both if you're doing almonds, and
egg.
And it's and a bit of
eggy farting.
It's very foreign. Very different. I would say that's very exquisite. My palate had to adapt.
I will say I've never dipped a chip in mayonnaise.
Have you not?
No. And the only time I'll eat mayonnaise is on a chicken burger from KFC.
Chicken burger.
With a bit less.
That's the only time you eat mayonnaise.
Yeah. I enjoy it on that. Would never enjoy it otherwise. I will eat mayonnaise if there's garlic in it.
What do you do when you go to dinners? Like, see, with the Patreon dinner, what, did you just positively come to dinner with me?
No. What I will say about the Patreon dinner, everybody was basic because I got the same as everyone else.
It was a pizza.
Nachos to start.
That's also basic, by the way.
Yeah.
Nachos as a starter. If you're ordering nachos as a starter, that's pretty.
It's pretty basic, yeah. I don't generally get them, but I'm always jealous when people do get them.
Nachos.
Yeah, because I usually get garlic cheesy pizza bread.
That goes up there too.
Right? So, the nachos. And I was like, oh, Grant, there's no other options on this menu that I like. They're all fish-based. So I'll get the nachos and I'll be happy with it because it's my only option. So it's
but you're like, I'm also pretty chuffed.
So it's the perfect opportunity perfect to have option. Nachos as a starter. I never do this. Ooh, look at me. Right? And then steak. Right? Steak with, there was shallots.
Oh,
there was, I think there was a bit of mash.
Oh,
stunning. The most stunning pepper sauce.
God, I love pepper
sauce.
No,
sorry, there were chips in a, you know, the little fucking basket, the little metal basket, you know, the ones with the steak and the chips.
So no potato, no?
Was there potato? I feel like there was some potato somewhere.
No potatoes.
So. Anyway, the most fabulous pepper sauce of it, because I'd be more of a, this is another basic one. Mushroom sauce. I love a bit of mushroom sauce with my steak rather than the pepper sauce. But this pepper sauce didn't have, you know, sometimes it hurts you when you eat it. I don't like food that hurts you when you eat it. Some stuff is too spicy and I just end up
spicy, not. Okay, sorry. I was like, where are we going with this? Isn't the peppercorns are too large? What way are we, like, I was trying to.
No, pepper sauce.
Yeah.
For the steak.
Sometimes they can have the peppercorns large and in charge in there.
It was perfect. And then vanilla ice cream. But most people had the same as me.
My dad loves jelly and ice cream. And he's always like, I just, it's my favourite and you can't stop me. I'm like, no one could fucking stop you from being, like, Ray is a basic man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what would be a basic opinion if custard was your drip of choice for dessert?
That's Tom's drip of choice.
Custard.
Custard. He is I don't think I've ever tasted it. And this is, you're like, that's basic. Never tasted it.
That's so
says Eddie Jen Rockets.
When the fuck are they going to sponsor this podcast? I've been saying it years. Anyway, go on.
Yet earlier on you were like, do they do the sauce now? I'm like, she's such a fan, she won't even buy the fucking sauce.
I haven't seen them on display.
Super value.
I was in a rush to go and watch Chris Hemsworth in Thor the other night. Very funny film.
Yeah, I really want to see it.
Yeah, it was good. And I don't understand, like, I think you need to be a Marvel fan to really appreciate it, because it's like the lowest rated Marvel film out of the whole thing, and I can't understand why, because it's just pure comedy.
Okay.
It's fucking gas.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Someone said, love a carbonara. Can't go wrong ordering a carbonara. Even better if it's made with cream and chicken.
Absolutely.
Which is not a carbonara.
With a bit of bacon. Yeah. Get the bacon in there.
Oh, I love.
With a bit of ham, you know?
I love that.
I love a carbonara. It's like,
which is not a carbonara.
Or going out to dinner and ordering spaghetti bolognese is another one.
Yeah. Yes. Spag bol is more basic, I'd say, than carbonara. Again, it's a little bit fruity.
It's
a bit wild.
Carla, I have done it. I have ordered a carbonara.
No, yeah. Not you.
It's custard next for me.
Oh, wow. Someone said the best chocolate in the world is plain dairy milk, 8 squares of perfection.
Grant, yeah.
I can.
Perfect for melting as well. I love dipping into melted dairy milk chocolate, yeah. We'll say.
But it sets very quickly and you're like,
and if you get water in there, you're fucked.
Oh, goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye to your mixture.
Asics runners are the most comfortable for all activity, gym, walks, and general living. Yes, I am 33.
My dad has a pair of Asics runners that are older than me, and he still gardens in them. Perfect.
Gorge.
Perfect for the job.
Vanilla milkshake or ice cream. It's the best.
It's grand, yeah.
Someone said curry sauce and boiled rice, my favourite takeaway dinner. True story. That's basic and I love it.
Yeah.
Someone then said curry sauce from the Chinese is vile. That's not a basic opinion.
That's unpopular.
That's unpopular.
Yeah.
Different section.
Different segment.
Someone said, I love Friends, the TV show.
That is so basic.
That is very basic and I love it. And then we have Eddie Rockets have the nicest burgers.
Do you know?
I feel like they used to. Rockets, I think Rockets is better than, oh, they got rid of the sliders, so it's, remember the sliders they did in Rockets? They were phenomenal. I love a slider. I'm actually gonna go out there and say I love a slider.
I don't like the pulled back version of their menu.
Yeah, what is that about?
The only bacon cheeseburger that you can get in there now is a double, and it's too much.
No, that is too much.
It's far too much.
Now,
I had to ask for a classic hamburger with cheese and bacon the other night.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Just, you know, and it's the same price as the double bacon cheese, but like, oh, you know what I mean?
You're like, ah!
I could have just gotten the double and taken a patty out, but then that's wastage. Like, you know what I mean? So you
have a go at it, though.
I could have been home for the dogs, to be fair, but would have been sitting in the cinema with it for two and a half hours.
Oh, did you go to Eddie's in the cinema?
Yeah, stuffed.
Did you get popcorn?
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Bag of munchies.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
That's basic.
Love you know,
it. Love it so
first
much.
Date we've had in about 3 years.
Aww. You love a bit of Marvel together.
I love it.
A leather blazer sorts out pretty much all outfits.
It fucking does.
It does. Not even a basic, just absolutely correct. She's trying to find her blazer, it's not here.
It's on the couch
where she was having her DMC with Tom earlier.
Yeah. Therapy session.
Air Force Ones with nearly everything. Yeah,
not they do.
They do. You're dead right. Same with Converse. I will say Converse.
Yes.
You cannot get me out. Even though I sprained my ankle in my platform Converse, you cannot get me out of them bad boys.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is everybody's opinion. Well, I do.
Basic opinions.
No, yeah, that's basic opinions.
Yeah. Do you want to do your unpopular one?
Guess what it's time for. This is funny because I didn't anticipate this to lead into what we're like doing
Dane.
Flyer.
She just came out with the fucking Derry accent.
Flyer.
Dane. What we were. Dane.
What we're. Dane. Or it does in fact lead into what we're Dane.
Oh my god. Right, go on.
What about a flyer?
A flyer.
A double dog dare you. One of the girls at work, she went to boarding school. She said one of the girls that she went to boarding school with was from up the north, and she's always like, "A double dog dare you, Ali. A double dog dare you." So we're always like, "A double dog dare you." I double dog dare you to go into the cafeteria there. Get yourself a can of Diet Coke.
I swear to God, it's like looking at a character from Derry Girls. Like, it's a fucking expression you have when you make that accent. I mean, you do that accent. I double dog dare you.
I double dog dare you.
I not done it. I double dog dare you.
I'm not daring it. I'm not daring it. Absolutely.
Oh, fuck's sake. What are you talking about, Jerry? Like, oh
my God. I'm Jerry Adams.
Jerry.
Anyway. Oh, it just came out of nowhere.
Are you going?
Darren.
Oh, your stomach is clean. I'm sweating.
Oh my god.
Oh fucking hell. Right, go on. Okay. If I do this any longer, I'm gonna have to edit it. I don't want to.
Okay. The phrase, and this is something, it was one of these things that people were like, this is so clever. Do you remember when like someone would say, are you still fucking, you're not gonna take this seriously? Fuck's sake.
I can't look at
you. Double dog dare you to shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's me now, I'm done. Fuck. Right, so you go on, I'll mute
me.
We're
going to be here forever.
I'll mute me, Mike.
They can still hear you off mine. Can you see? You can still hear her. Okay.
And you can't hear me.
So, I still see it and I'm like, oh, you're gas, aren't you? But I never forget when it first came out and then it just like caught wheels and I was like, no, this was it was never funny. It was never clever. The phrase, you don't need to announce your departure.
Oh, yeah. That's like, it's like, say it downstairs.
Stinger!
Yeah, real gotcha. Like,
yeah, you've unfollowed me. You don't need to announce your departure.
Oh God!
Oh God! Like, yeah. I actually want to find the person who initially came up with that and thought that that was an absolute clanger.
Yeah,
who started that shite? Like,
it's exactly the same vibe as "Say it, don't spray it." It's real. Fucking,
yeah, it like, is. That is exactly it. That is exactly the vibe.
Just thinking, you're fucking gas.
Absolutely
like,
off the charts. Hilarious. Yeah. Like, it's a real kid phrase.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
yeah. Like hilarious. When kids like are trying to
be gas,
and not coarse.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just, yeah, I saw it again on Twitter. I was like, hardly.
Yeah.
It's 2022.
Yeah.
Hardly.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
You're not an influencer in 2015.
It'd be funnier if you said, right, fuck off. Do you know?
Yeah.
Rather than.
Or shut your face. You're 19, shut your face.
it would be
yeah, actually funnier.
More
yeah.
entertaining.
More yeah. ironic. Like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there you go. That's for you guys.
Do you have a stomper?
I do. Give me 2 seconds.
Tell me when I can press the jingle. I'm going to press it.
Carla's Stomper of the Week.
You can chat your way to how you found this song in your life before you share it with us.
Sorry, I just had to triple check that I hadn't put it up there before.
Oh, yeah.
So this song is called, it's such a, you know, one of those songs that you're like, no matter when I hear it, I'll be like, that is so relaxing.
Okay.
And this is like an unpopular opinion of mine as well. I find Justin Bieber's voice very relaxing. He's a very chilled singer, I feel.
I haven't listened to him as of late, but I do enjoy his voice.
Yeah. Do you know, you're like, it's never going to be the favourite, but it's soothing.
I like it.
In a real creepy way. So this is Attention with Omalay and Justin Bieber. And it's just very like summer vibes, but not even, but like very, just let it bring you in, you know.
Okay,
you'll know. I think you'll know with the minute that like it kicks off. Now,
lately I've been losing my mind.
It sounds like a Drake song.
It does. Probably why I like it. In the
middle of the night. Just so calming.
It is very soothing. Yeah, it's voice. Like whispering.
Driving. ASMR.
Yeah. Should I drink or smoke? It's very breathy. Need some freedom. Freedom
in my life. Is there like a drop or no?
No, that's it. That's it just goes back to that.
Okay, right. It's very Drakey.
It isn't in it.
He's very breathy in it. Wouldn't work in a podcast. Hello, welcome back. Time, Jen Hatton.
Like, it's Jen. At double. Dog dare you.
I need to put that. I need to get. After we record this, I'm going to.
With the dare of the week. I don't know, dare you.
I just need it on the memory card just to listen to it. I'm just going to send it to my phone. And if I'm ever feeling like shit, no, a video will be better. I'm going to record you doing that on a video. Anyway, thanks a million for listening. Please vote for us in the listener's choice if you have 2 seconds. Loads of links down below. We have an Anon box as well, which we must address very soon. And thanks again. Yeah, we love you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.